This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Governor Polis says Coloradans are now welcome to drive longer distances if they are careful. The state had previously asked people to stay within 10 miles of their homes to reduce the spread of coronavirus. Polis says travelers now should still respect the wishes of local communities.
We have communities in Colorado that have chosen to be more welcoming of tourists in limited numbers at this point. We have others that are still actively discouraging out-of-towners from coming by.
Boulder is closing a handful of streets today to give businesses more space to operate. Two blocks west of the Pearl Street Pedestrian Mall will close. So will a stretch of road on University Hill. Julie Casa is with the city.
We want to be sure that the restaurants can open and maintain the physical and social distancing guidelines that are essential right now in the current situation.
Restaurants can also expand seating areas onto nearby sidewalks and parking lots. More than a dozen other cities across the state are planning or considering similar street closures. Families who rely on SNAP benefits will now be able to purchase groceries online in Colorado. That change is effective today. Amazon and Walmart will both accept EBT cards for online purchases. The benefits don't cover delivery fees and tips. The USDA Food and Nutrition Service allows the online purchasing through a federal waiver. This was originally a pilot program, but the USDA expanded it because of the pandemic. Three-quarters of Colorado is in drought now. The southern half of the state is either severely or extremely dry. Parts of northern Colorado have no drought. This is CPR News.